Primary hymn of this day, and a hymn that we'll also sing tomorrow as well as we continue the celebration and the feast day weekend, festal weekend, of Palm Sunday. What does this mean that Christ God confirmed the universal resurrection? What it means is that Christ proved by raising Lazarus that he can raise us. Because Lazarus was 4 days dead in the tomb, as we heard last night, one of my favorite lines in the church hymn, he already stank, it says, in the canon of Lazarus. So he had already begun to decompose. And people were saying, you know, what is this guy doing walking into this tomb that stinks already, this grave that stinks? And Jesus walks in and he raises Lazarus back unto life. And so it confirms, as the hymn says, the universal resurrection. That this Lord Jesus Christ, who we celebrate this weekend coming in on this lowly donkey into Jerusalem, this Christ who we will commemorate and celebrate this weekend being crucified, and then, of course, next weekend rising from the dead, that this Christ has power also to raise us for the universal resurrection that we hear about so frequently in Scripture. And what's important for us to remember, because we often get so excited about when we speak about the resurrection, but what's important for us to remember is that the resurrection in and of itself is essentially what I like to call, it's neutral. It's not good or bad. It just is. It's functional. The purpose of the resurrection is that we would be raised to be judged by this Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who God raises up from the dead, again as we celebrate next weekend, and then in the ascension we celebrate that he was seated at the right hand of God with power and authority, as we say in the Nicene Creed, to come again to judge the living and the dead. And we will hear about this theme, pay attention to it throughout this Holy Week. We'll hear about it in the scriptural readings that we have throughout this season. And we will hear about it even when we proclaim the resurrection for the first time. Remember, it'll be next Saturday, almost exactly a week from now, one of my favorite times, one of many people's favorite times, when we come out and we throw the bay leaves and the flowers. And we sing, "Arise, O God, judge the earth," is our first proclamation of the resurrection. The famous hymn when the priest senses around the altar and we sing, "Christ is risen from the dead." Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered, let them who hate him flee from before his face. As smoke vanishes, so let them vanish, as wax melts before the fire. We sing constantly in our hymns about the resurrection of judgment, the functional aspect of it, that we are raised to be judged. And as we hear at every Orthodox funeral service, the reading from St. John's Gospel, we hear about this resurrection, and we hear that some will be raised to the resurrection of life. Who? Those who have done good, as defined, of course, by our Lord Jesus Christ. Not what we define as good, or our society defines as good, but what Christ defines as good. And others to the resurrection of condemnation. So today is a reminder for us, brothers and sisters, that this Christ we celebrate has the power to raise us, and he will raise us to judge us, according to the teaching that we'll be hearing throughout this Holy Week, according to what we heard today. And there is significance to the fact, you know, Christ could have raised anyone from the dead to prove this. And it just so happens that he raises Lazarus. Lazarus meaning, God is my helper. And we heard about that when Mike read the epistle reading from St. Hebrews, that line in there, God is my helper, whom shall I fear? Because we are reminded that ultimately, if we wish to be raised to the resurrection of life, that we have to trust that God is our helper. Not putting our trust in our own righteousness, as we'll hear the Pharisees doing this week, as we'll hear Jesus constantly condemning the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the others who put their trust in themselves. We have to be like Lazarus, literally calling God our helper. We have to live our life in Bethany, where Lazarus is from, which is the house of the poor, which is also where Jesus, from where Jesus ascended into heaven. And it's why we heard in the epistle reading about taking care of those who are poor, those who are imprisoned, those who are in need of help. Because ultimately, going clear back, because it all connects together, going clear back to Judgment Sunday, it seems like a long time ago now, having gone through the fast, we're reminded that our judgment is based upon whether we take care of those who are in need, because that, my friends, is what Christ defines as being good. That's what it means when St. John tells us, as we hear again at the funeral service, those who have done good will be raised to the resurrection of life. And finally, we see in this raising of Lazarus this important aspect that John emphasizes. Of course, Lazarus had been wrapped in the grave clothes, and Jesus unbinds him. He loosens him, which is something that is constantly mentioned in Scripture, this binding and this loosen. He frees us from the bondage of sin, the bondage of death, the bondage of the Mosaic law, which none of us was able to fulfill in its entirety. And he loosens